This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What does it mean to be in the midst of the first truly global energy crisis? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The International Energy Agency said today that Russia's war in Ukraine is continuing to cause unprecedented shock to the world's energy markets. Since the February invasion, prices for gas and coal have soared to record highs, while the cost of oil briefly surged to above $100 a barrel. That, in turn, has stoked inflation all around the world, which is causing pressure to build on households and businesses most in need, as the BBC's Theo Leggett explains.
Well, what it's saying is that the world was already in a position where, because of the rapid recovery from COVID, supply chains around the world, including supply chains for energy, were under a lot of pressure. And it warns this hits the poorest people in the world hardest. 75 million people who've only recently been connected to the electricity grid are set to lose access to power because they simply can't afford it. Energy is also used, of course, in creating fertilizers and so on, so it ups food insecurity.
Now, the IEA also says that these record high energy prices are causing a huge transfer of wealth from consumers to producers. And we have seen concrete evidence of that this morning with profits at Shell and Total Energies more than double a year ago.
Yes, absolutely. And this is profits going up, remember, not because of business strategies that these companies have in place. It's purely a fact that on international markets, the cost of the commodities they sell, so basically oil and gas, has gone up and the profits are rolling in. And this is creating political pressures. So, for example, here in the UK, we already have had a windfall tax on energy companies. Although in the case of the UK, a lot of that money can then be clawed back if you put money into investing in new technologies. There is pressure here in the UK, certainly, with household bills getting very, very high, for a much more swinging windfall tax. And we're seeing that debate reignited today because of these high earning figures.
There is some good news in this very downbeat report, and that is that the IEA expects this crisis could provide a bit of an opportunity.
The IEA sets out scenarios of what's going to happen based on various sets of policy options that governments around the world could take, including what's happening at the moment. And it says, based on the trends we're seeing at the moment, fossil fuel use is likely to peak in the 2020s, and then after that, decline and continue declining towards 2050.
The BBC's Theo Leggett for us. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
Always a pleasure.
Checking the numbers now, European stock benchmarks are mixed ahead of an expected 0.75 percentage point rise in interest rates from the European Central Bank today. Shares of Swiss banking giant Credit Suisse, meanwhile, are down sharply this morning. That is after the company unveiled a $4 billion loss in the third quarter. It also announced a major restructuring that will slash 9,000 jobs. That's about a fifth of the bank's workforce. A shakeup in the top ranks at Samsung today. The world's biggest smartphone maker confirmed the appointment of Lee Jae-young as its chairman. That comes 2 months after he was pardoned for corruption. Mr. Lee is the third generation of a family to run that company. The BBC's Saranjana Tiwari has more on that story.
Lee Jae-young's elevation to the top job was largely expected, but has been delayed since his father passed away in 2020 because of investigations over bribery and corruption and convictions for which he spent time in jail. He was pardoned by South Korea's president in August of this year. Samsung said in a statement that the board cited the current uncertain global business environment and a pressing need for stronger accountability and business stability as reasons for confirming the role.
That's the BBC's Saranjana Tiwari reporting there. To Brazil now, where poverty has become a major election issue for voters in many parts of the country. They'll cast their ballots Sunday to elect the country's next president. The contest is a runoff between left-wing former president Lula da Silva and right-wing incumbent Jair Bolsonaro. In the northeastern part of the country, the pandemic has pushed a large number of people into financial hardship. And as the BBC's Camila Mota reports, it's a place where Lula has overwhelming support.
I'm walking into a favela in Fortaleza in northeastern Brazil. This is one of the few slums by the sea that haven't been wiped out by real estate development. But a lot here looks like the shanty town scattered all over Brazil. Loose wires hanging over your head. Places like this have become crucial in this runoff election, as both candidates for president, Lula and Bolsonaro, are trying to attract votes from the poorest. People have always struggled here, but recently things have gotten much worse. During the pandemic, Lucia and her daughter Fernanda lost their jobs as cleaners. So they started looking for food inside garbage trucks.
We didn't even have bread for the children, so we took everything we could find from the garbage.
Lucia's daughter, Fernanda.
It's really tough when your son asks for a biscuit and you don't have the money to buy it.
Just like Fernanda, people who struggle financially are twice as likely to vote for Lula than Bolsonaro, according to a Brazilian polling institute. Eliezer is a jiu-jitsu instructor. He voted for Bolsonaro 4 years ago and hasn't changed his mind about him.
He did his best, but he didn't have the time to do everything he wanted to because of the pandemic. If he won a second term, he would do better than in his first.
It took us a really long time to find a Bolsonaro supporter. He is popular among many white middle-class voters. But here in the favelas, almost everyone is pro-Lula. Leo lives in an impoverished neighborhood across town, a social housing complex with 13,000 people.
I was 10 years old when Lula took office. I received financial aid. Then I got a grant to go to university. And then I had access to a housing program.
If Lula does win, he will inherit a completely different country than the one he ran 20 years ago.
That's the BBC's Camila Moda reporting from northeastern Brazil there. And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.